Now to Baghdad, where Shiite pilgrims are once again the target of attacks in intersectarian violence. Security officials in Iraq today say that at least three people have been killed and more than 30 injured in the latest bomb explosion today. Yesterday, there was a suicide bombing that killed more than 50 people in a crowd of Shiite pilgrims at a police checkpoint in Baghdad. Today marks the anniversary of the death of the Imam Qadim, the seventh of 12 holy figures who define the Shiite faith. So clearly the targeting is religious in nature. Gabriel Gatehouse joins us from Baghdad. First of all, why the targeting of Shiites, and what does this say about the security situation in Baghdad as the U.S. continues to draw down?
Well, Shiite pilgrims are quite frequently targeted by insurgents, by bombers. They're one of three types of targets, really, that we see a pattern of being targeted. The others are security forces, whether they're Iraqi or American, and government buildings or institutions. So these kinds of big events, we've got hundreds of thousands of pilgrims in Baghdad today and over the past few days, streaming towards this shrine to the Imam Qadim there. A very obvious target, and in a sense it's almost inevitable that they will get hit. The authorities put in a very large security operation. They drafted in thousands of extra military and police officers, extra searches. They closed roads to vehicles around the shrine, etc. But clearly it's not enough. I suppose some will take from that it's too early for the United States to be withdrawing its forces. I think others will say that the Iraqi security forces have made huge progress over the past year or so, and that they do, that's certainly the line from the US military, is that they do need to start standing on their own two feet, and that indeed that is what they're doing.
Some evidence of that would be that Sunni Iraqi security officials would be guarding Shiite pilgrims. Are we seeing that sort of thing? I mean, certainly in the early days of the post-war period, it was Shiites guarding Shiites, Sunnis guarding Sunnis, and those divisions were really a sign that things were not sustainable on their own. What do you see now?
Yes, I think things are getting more mixed now, even though obviously sectarian tensions are still there, especially in the political sphere. We're 4 months on from a parliamentary election and no government in sight. So there are still those sectarian tensions. But what you don't see in terms of the sectarian anger is after attacks like the ones we've seen today and yesterday, what you would have seen 3 years ago at the height of the sectarian civil war, if you like, was the two communities turning on each other and blaming each other. Revenge attacks and that kind of thing. Now, even though these kinds of attacks on Shiite pilgrims clearly, it seems, designed to stoke sectarian tensions, you don't seem to get that spark igniting a flame. So you don't seem to get people overtly turning around and blaming their fellow countrymen from the opposite sect.
Finally, is there a claim of responsibility here and some organization that's sort of a saber-rattling?
No, we haven't seen any organization come out and say that they carried out these attacks. But it is, as I said, a traditional target for these Sunni insurgents that, despite the improvements in security, do seem to be able to stage attacks on an almost daily basis here.
Gabriel Gatehouse, Baghdad correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reporting on the security situation in Baghdad on the anniversary of the death of the Imam Qadim, the seventh of the 12 holy imams that define the Shiite faith. Shiite pilgrims, again, targeted today. Two bombings in the last 2 days. Thank you, Gabriel.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.